Keith, we do have a special guest this morning. We always check in with MCCSC folks here on a Tuesday. And who is our guest today?
We have John Hudson, the principal of Lakeview Elementary School.
Hello, John. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good. We appreciate your time here on a busy Tuesday. And kids have fun last night. Everybody out for Halloween. Did you guys have any fun stuff at school, or was it business as usual on a Monday?
A little bit of both. We had business as usual in the morning, but we had a couple good celebrations and a couple parties in the afternoon. You know, get them ready for the long evening of trick-or-treating. I'm sure our bus drivers were really happy that we gave them a lot of sugar and sent them home on the bus.
That's right. And then they get to bring them in after the crash this morning. But a week from today, students will be able to sleep in and put their feet up because it's election day.
Election Tuesday.
That's right.
And the MCCSCs, that's a day built into the calendar. That
students
is
are off,
day. Off
that day. Teachers will report.
And the schools, multiple schools are used as polling places.
That's
so that's why. That happens. So if you can tell them to hold off for six more days, you'll give them a day off. If you behave for six more days.
That's right. We'll hold that over them.
Hold that carrot. How's everything
that's
going
right.
at Lakeview this time of year?
Our students are really good anyway, so we don't usually have to convince them to be good. They're a good group of kids for sure.
John, one of the things we hear a lot about in education is STEM, and we usually think of that as a high school thing, science, technology, engineering, and math, but you've got it down on the elementary level. Explain what's going on there.
Absolutely. So during the week of November 7th through the 10th, actually, except for the 8th when we're not in school, we have our STEM week. So we have people from all over the community, from Crane, Cook, GM, Girl Scouts, to IU School of Ed. We have people all over the place coming in to showcase what they do out in the real world with the science, technology, engineering, and math that they have learned and how they use that in their businesses and their jobs.
What's that do for elementary kids to see these people?
Oh, it's fantastic. It gives them that age-old question of, when will I ever use this, kind of a thing. And it gives us a chance to show the students, this is how you would use this. This is how, and this is the reason why we're teaching these things to you, that we're trying to develop those skills that you will be able to have as you go into your career. But probably more importantly is we're teaching them that this learning is not just something that happens between these two walls. This is very much a global learning place, and what we're learning here today is going to affect their tomorrow and into their futures.
Now, you have something else going on out there, and this is exciting for me to hear about, and that's called Tech Tuesday, and that's today. And you get, again, more volunteers coming from all over the area.
Absolutely. So we have, once a month, we have Technology Tuesday, and it just so happens to be this morning. So what we have is we've partnered with Dr. Ann Leftwich from the IU School of Education. She is she's known all across the country. She was just actually in the White House not too long ago, a few days ago. And she is, she comes here to help our teachers learn how to use technology with the students. And so she teaches classes at IU, and what she does then is she has some of her grad students then and some of her undergrad students are assigned to one of our grade level teams, and they come in and work one-on-one with the teachers and showing the teachers how to use technology into the classroom, not just an app, but how our students are developing their own evidences of learning. It's easy to just open up an app, and apps are fine, apps are great, but what we're looking for is that every student here in elementary school has the iPad, so how can we use it as not a really expensive worksheet generator, right? We want to make sure that they are developing their own learning on that device. And so they come in, they're here every week, but it's just the Tech Tuesday once a month that they come in and really focus on one area and teach our teachers.
We have John Hudson with us, and he is the principal of Lakeview Elementary School. And John, before we go into some other things, tell people who may not know where Lakeview is and what areas you serve.
Yeah, Lakeview is down here as far south in Monroe County as you can get. We are just down by Lake Monroe, almost right across from Eagle Point Golf Course. We are out here on Strain Ridge Road. We service Harrodsburg. We service just all this southern Monroe County area. We've got about 510 students out here, K through 6. We are just exploding out here. I think everybody's hearing all the great stuff that's happening with our teachers. We have an amazing staff of teachers and support staff members, and we're just rolling along. We're almost growing faster than we can keep up with.
Well, another thing you've got going on, and this is huge because it's coming up, and that's Veterans Day. And as a school, you help the kids understand what that all means. So what are you doing for that?
Yes, we have our music teacher, Diane Antelope. She's fantastic. She puts on a wonderful Veterans Day program every year. And this year it's Friday the 11th, November 11th. We have a program out here at 9:30. Anyone's invited to come. We have our Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts. That's part of their training that they come in and do the flag procession, color guard. We have a Star Spangled Banner that's sang by one of our fifth grade students, one of our fifth grade classes. We have a poem that's been written by one of our students. We have songs by fifth graders. We have special guest speakers. Two of them are actual parents of students, and then we have one who's part of the U.S. Coast Guard. We have bagpipes that are played. It's usually a very moving time during the performance, and it's very kid-friendly, but it still shows the importance of what the veterans have done for us in our country.
Excellent job, my friend. We'll let you get back to the bouncing off the walls that will happen usually the day after Halloween.
Absolutely. And, should be a great day.
If you guys got any extra candy down there, just send it over with Keith, and we'll make sure we find it a very, very good home. That's exactly right. It's November 1st. It's going to be 81 degrees. It's a day after Halloween. I mean, what? Just completely normal time of year, right?
Yes, absolutely. It seems just normal weather for Indiana.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. We'll get out there and enjoy it. Have a fantastic rest of the semester, and we'll get caught up with you in the springtime.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.